The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Now, over the last few weeks, we've been looking at businesses that are thriving during the COVID pandemic, people who've adapted, changed their circumstances. We've heard of waste collectors on Post, restaurants, even Louis Copeland. If you're a business and you'd like a free plug to tell us your narrative and story, how you've coped, email us at thehardshoulder@newstalk.com and you could be talking to Ivan on air. And it's a great pleasure in that context to welcome Anne Sheehy, owner and founder of Bastion Kitchen in Athlone, of all places. Tell us, Anne, your story.
Hi, Ivan, how's it going? So our story is we are a health food cafe here in Athlone, in the Left Bank, a lovely area. So we have been open 7 years and we have we've been serving a mix of local, seasonal, organic, fair trade food in our store and on our menu. So, like, our focus here is on health and nutrition, with great coffee and then some of our nice little snacks on the side, some protein balls and nice little things that we make ourselves here.
Okay. So, our focus how did the lockdown affect you?
Yeah, so on the Thursday when the big announcements came, it was straight to changes straight away. We took tables out to have distance between people. We briefed the staff on, you know, one in, one out, not one in, one out at that point, I suppose, more just not to fill the place, you know, lots of sanitation, all that stuff. So that all happened. And then on that Sunday, then we closed. So we closed then completely, let staff go and closed our doors just really to evaluate to see what could we do. It was just really uncertain times and closing the doors seems was the thing to do for the safety of ourselves and our staff because it was just so unknown what was happening. So we closed at that time. We had to look at the business, see what we were going to do, how we were going to do it, kind of just get creative and think,
okay, God, and what did you
how
do?
How are we going to do this? So what we did was we done an online store. So we're looking at all our health food products and they're all sitting there and some of them are local people and our local producers. So, you know, it just didn't seem right to have them just left there. So we did an online store so that people could, from the comfort of their own homes, sit down, browse through our stuff and see what was there and be able to order. So they pay and then they come into the store and collect their bag and they can leave again. So we have a very strict one in, one out policy. You know, so that's kind of how we
and do you provide a delivery service?
We provide delivery service to local businesses around that were still in offices and that were still working or still popping in and out, you know. So other than that, it was come in and collect here in the cafe, you know.
Okay.
I'm
going to let you plug your website, but I just want to ask you about this question of the 2 meters versus the 1 meter. You said there you had 20 seats. How would social distancing affect you on the 1 or 2 meter rule?
Yeah, well, like for the 2 meter rule, if we open with the 2 meter rule in place, it'll be 4 people plus 2 staff members. So, I mean, for me, it's not I can't survive with only 4 people coming into the cafe. That's not going to keep my business ticking over or anything like that. So we really have to focus on our online and, you know, even the 1 meter, I mean, I want to keep my staff safe. I want to keep myself safe. I want to, you know, look after our customers. So sanitizing and people touching things. And, you know, there's so much behind the scenes stuff to look
All
at,
right.
You know, to consider, you know, the 1 meter or the 2 meter for us. But really our focus is going to be online, and then we also launched our products out into
stores. We're coming up to the news headlines. Just tell us, how do we find you online? What's your website?
So it's bastionkitchen.online, and that'll bring you straight into the store, so it will. And there is fresh food items, health food products, local products, so you'll find it all on there. And
good luck to you. Do check it out. Virtual health food, Bastion, that's with an ION, kitchen in Athlone. My thanks to Anne Sheehy.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.